今天可以一起来守安息日，来领受神的祝福。
Thank God for His grace that we can observe the Sabbath day together and receive God's blessings.
小弟现在继续奉主耶稣圣名来谈谈十字架道理。
Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I continue to share the teaching regarding the cross.
我们接下来谈十字架是神的智慧。
Now we're going to study how cross is the wisdom of God.
我们现在请翻开哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章，请看第二十节。
Let's turn to verse 20.
请读二十节到二十一节。
Verse 20, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? Verse 21, for since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
这里保罗他说智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？世上的辩士在哪里呢？
Here Paul says, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age?
这是保罗用三种当时候社会上大家很多人在追求的来做一个代表。
And Paul used these three type of people. These are the three people that were held in high honor that people pursue after.
这叫做世上的智慧。
So this is called the worldly wisdom.
智慧人表示当时候是一些哲学家，当时候他们思想非常的清楚，逻辑很明确。他们做事有条有理。
The wise are referring to the philosophers, those who have a really clear thinking and logic.
很多的人类的知识都从哲学发明出来的。
A lot of the knowledge and wisdom of the world came from the philosophers.
那文士在哪里呢？
Where is the scribe?
那是当时候在犹太人的信仰里面是最懂旧约圣经的人。
These people are a group of people that, among the Jewish religion, they knew the Bible the most.
真的像学者一样，知识非常渊博。
They're like the scholars. Their biblical knowledge is very broad.
知道各种背景知道相关的一些知识。
They know all the backgrounds, they know all the related knowledge.
他说这世上的辩士在哪里呢？
And he went on and said, where is the disputer of this age?
这个辩士就是当时候社会上大家很推崇的，是一个非常会讲话，而且能够用他们的口才去驳倒一些没有知识人，所以大家认为这个人是有智慧。
So disputers are considered the wise because they use their eloquence to dispute and win over those people who have less knowledge.
这些智慧，这些人，他说，神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？
And he said, has not God made foolish of the wisdom of this world?
所以这三种人所代表的这个世上的智慧，最后会成为愚拙的。
The wisdom of the world represented by these three groups of people at the end is seen as foolish by God.
如果我们把这三种人所代表的形态把它做一个整理。
If we categorize the type of wisdom represented by these three people.
这些人他们所谈的基本上都是眼睛所能看见，耳朵所能听见的。
What these three people talked about are the things that our eyes can see, our ears can hear.
是我们人的心可以想到的知识，就是我们的逻辑理性可以分析可以明白的部分。
It's a kind of knowledge that our rationale, our logic can analyze, can understand.
所以世上的智慧基本上就是我们人借着观察各种神创造的事物而归纳或推演出来的所谓的智慧。
So the wisdom of this world are the conclusion of observation by men.
那个这个其实也就是科学的起源。
And that is the source of science.
所以这个世上的智慧基本上所看的就是眼睛所能看，耳朵所能听见，就是这个世界上的东西的。
The wisdom of this world, what it contains are the things that our eyes can see, things that belong to this world.
我们现在再看一下第二章。
Let's turn to chapter 2.
第二章请看第六节。
Verse 6, however, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing.
第七节。
Verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the age for our glory.
第八节。
Verse 8, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for they, had they known, they would have not have crucified the Lord of glory.
第九节。
Verse 9, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for those who love him.
这一段圣经提到另外一种智慧。
And in this passage, it mentioned a different kind of wisdom.
就第六节说了，这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。
And in verse 6, the wisdom that for of the, not the wisdom of the age, nor the ruler of this age.
那这个这样的智慧，其实跟第一章所讲的那个世上的智慧有点不太一样。
So this kind of wisdom is different from the wisdom that's mentioned in chapter 1.
基本上这里所提到的是这个，这是人的思想所能够推演的一些知识。
And the wisdom, that mentioned is the kind of wisdom that with our logic we can postulate or we can hypothesize.
这个世界上有权有位的人呢、啊、基本上他是可以统治人的思想的。
And those people that have wisdom and have power are rulers, they can rule over our thinking.
如果把用现在的话来说，就是这个所谓的很有思想的哲学家。
And in today's term, these are the philosophers.
所以另外一个统治人他统治者他要懂得抓住百姓的思想。
And this is why for a ruler has to be able to rule over the hearts of the people.
他要掌权，他一定要能够控制百姓。
In order for him to rule in power, he has to be able to control the people.
所以真正有智慧的人不是靠武力的。
And so the true wise people, they don't rely on military strength.
他能不能持久，他的国度能不能持久，这是看懂不懂得。能够控制人的思想。
Whether or not his kingdom or his nation will last long depends on whether or not he knows how to rule over the hearts of people.
这也是很多人现在所认定的有智慧。
And this is what we commonly agree somebody who's wise should be.
但是第七节说，我们讲的却是神奥秘的智慧。
But verse 7 says we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
这是以前所隐藏的。
Which was hidden before.
那其实如果看这个圣经原来的时态呢，它是现在进行，现在其实还是隐藏的。
And in the current tense, when the Bible was written, it was still hidden then.
对不信的人，这个道理，这个智慧还是隐藏的。
To those who don't believe, the wisdom at the time was still hidden.
因为这个神的智慧是从神来的。
Because the wisdom of God came from God.
这个所谓的奥秘就是神。救赎的计划。
The mystery referred here is referring to the salvation of God.
但是这个智慧，现在保罗说他是来传讲这样的智慧。
And Paul here to declare such wisdom.
他并不是在讲世上的智慧。
He's not referring to the worldly wisdom.
所以这些智慧对相信的人来说，就是显明的，就是好像已经盖子被打开了。
To those who believe, such a wisdom is already proclaimed, already declared. Seems it's already unveiled.
世人用自己的知识想法是没有办法明白耶稣基督救恩的。
The people in the world, according to their own logic, they cannot understand the mystery of God's salvation.
因为十字架的道理在所谓有智慧人来说是愚拙的。
Because the mystery of cross to those who are considered wise, they consider them foolish.
他说。我们人常常自以为有智慧，很聪明。
For men, we often think that we're wise or smart.
我们知道人往往聪明反被聪明误。
But sometimes we are harmed by our own boasted intelligence.
其实这个是我们在生活当中可以自己体会的。
This is something that we can experience ourselves.
有时候我们自己认为我们好像很聪明，做了什么事情，但结果发现其实是不好的。
Sometimes we think that we are so smart that we do certain things, but at the end we realize that this is not good.
所以其实。就有关于敬拜神的事情来看呢。
But with regards to worship,
你看罗马书第一章里面是这样子提醒我们的。
And this is what the book of Romans chapter 1 reminds us.
我们如果看罗马书第一章啊
，Romans chapter 1,
第十九节
，verse 19。
我们人本来是很会观察的。
And for men, we used to know how to observe.
那我们的逻辑其实也是很清楚啦。
And we also have a very clear logic.
人用理性其实是可以观察神创造的东西的。
With logic and rationale, we can observe the creations of God.
十九节，请读。
Verse 19, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them.
20节。
Verse 20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes were clearly seen, being understood by the things that were made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
21节。
21, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
22节。
22, professing to be wise, they became fools.
23节。
23, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, the birds and four-footed animals and creeping things.
你看这里就提到说我们人常常是自称为聪明，但反成愚拙。
And here mention that we as men think that we are smart, intelligent, but we are foolish.
所以他这里所说的愚拙，就是本来应该要敬拜真神的，反而去崇拜偶像的。
The foolishness mentioned here referred to the fact that we were supposed to worship God, but yet we worship idols.
但真正要敬拜的是这位创造天地的神呢。
The God that we should have worshipped is a God that created heaven and earth.
可是人却往往这么愚昧的去敬拜那个人所所造的东西。
But yet men, we are so foolish that we often worship the things that are created by our hands.
很多时候，今天我们人很聪明，可以到太空里面去探索。
That men, we have the intelligence to go into the space.
我们得到一个结论。
And the conclusion that we got.
这个宇宙自己有的。
Is that universe created by itself.
自己怎么样的一个理论爆炸，然后就出现这个这么复杂、这么雄伟的宇宙。
And that from the theory of Big Bang, that this complicated universe then created.
那这个合理吗？
So is this logical?
基本上就是不合理。
And fundamentally, this is a very illogical theory.
今天如果一个来了大地震，
So today, if there's a great earthquake,
把这些木头、石头这些材料，通通把它震在一起。
And that it shook together all the woods and the particles and the materials.
那经过很久很久年代以后，
and many many years later,
我们这个地方就会出现这个教堂。
And many years later, then this church will just create by itself. Then all the chairs and pews will be here.
设备让我们在这边聚会。
And all the microphones and the equipments will be here so that we can have service.
我们听到这样的理论，我们会同意吗？
If you hear a theory like this, would you agree?
但其实现在科学所对这个天地的起源讲法就是像这样子。
But the scientific answer to the origin of life is such.
可能经过很多次的地震，天翻地覆。
The theory is perhaps after many earthquakes and shakes.
不管怎么样，反正东西就是只有存在了。
We don't know how it happened, but it just happened.
所以没有人创造，没有创造者，就是自己有的。
So they don't believe in creators. They think things exist by itself.
这个就是这一段里面所讲的人。自以为聪明，但反成愚拙。
And this is exactly what's mentioned in this passage, that men think they're wise, but they are foolish.
一个事情没有人去做，绝对不会有。
And things do not just happen by itself without a creator.
这是一个很简单的道理。
This is a very simple, simple word.
可是称为很聪明的人类，却把这样一个当敬拜的神，把它忘记了。
But so-called wise men, we forgot the God that created us and we went to worship something else.
所以现在世人凭自己的智慧，
So men, according to their own knowledge,
绝对认识不了神。
They cannot come to know God.
所以我们再看回来哥林多前书第一章二十一节。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21.
世人凭自己的智慧是既不认识神。他说神就乐意用人所当作愚拙道理来拯救那些信的人。第二十一节。
Verse 21, that it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
你看现在十字架道理就被称作愚拙的道理了。
So the teaching, the truth about the cross is now considered the truth of foolishness.
但是对相信的人来说，这是神的大能。
But to those who believe, this is the mighty power of God.
这是神拯救的人没有办法想得通的方法。
This is a way that God delivers men. This is something that It's unimaginable by men.
他这里，这个保罗他提到这个有关于人的智慧的时候，他特别给我们一个提醒啊。
Here, when Paul mentioned about the wisdom of men, he reminds us here.
请看第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
哥林多前书三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
第十八节。
Verse 18, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in his age, Let him become a fool that he may become wise.
19节
Verse 19, for the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness.
20节。
Verse 20, and again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile.
这里说我们不要自欺的哈。
And here it tells us we should not deceive ourselves.
说有人在这个世界上自以为有智慧的，他说道不足被你愚拙。
He says that if anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become foolish.
好成为有智慧的。
So that he may become wise.
所谓的有智慧就是他现在不会再把十字架道理当作愚拙，当作不可能的，不可信的。
To become wise means that now he will no longer treat, the wisdom of the cross as something that's foolish.
所以第二十节说主知道智慧人的意念是虚妄的。
And verse 20 says, the Lord knows the thought of the wise, they are futile.
这个就是神很特殊的做法。
And this is a very special way of God.
今天人当作愚拙了，现在神却把它凸显出来，只有这个方法，人才能够得救。
And this is a way that the men think is foolish, but yet God uses the way as the only way to save men.
所以要看一个人有没有智慧，其实就在于他愿不愿意相信有神。
So for a person to be seen as wise, it depends on whether or not he believes in God.
他如果相信有神，这个人就即将成为有智慧的。
If this person believes in God, then he will become a wise man.
因为智慧是从神来的。
Because wisdom comes from God.
神的智慧才是真正的智慧。
God's wisdom is a true wisdom.
这里他特别提到说，当然第二十节说主知道智慧人的意念是虚妄的。
And verse 20 says, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, they are futile.
也就是说很多时候我们人自己以为拥有什么，但其实到头来是什么都没有。
In other words, for men, we often think that we have a lot of things, but at the end, we have nothing.
我们知道圣经在以赛亚书说神的意念高过人的意念。
And in book of Isaiah, it tells us that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
神的很多作为都跟人的做法不一样。
God's ways many times different from men's ways.
哦，神的道路高过人的道路。
God's path is higher than our path.
有时候我们觉得说，从这一点到另外一点，最近的距离是什么？
Sometimes we think a certain way is the quickest path from point A to point B.
哦，直线最近呢、啊。
And of course, a direct line is the quickest way.
所以你如果按照人的想法，就是只是冲就最快啊，最快啊。
So according to men's logic, it'd be fast if we just take this shortcut.
但是你看这个最近距离，但你可能永远到不了啊。
But the shortest path sometimes will never lead you to your destination.
所以其实从这一点到那一点，最快的方法是什么？
So what is the quickest way from point A to B?
是平安的方法。
Is the safest way.
如果能够平安，你才能够到达。
Only if you're saved will you arrive at your destination.
有时候不是速度，有时候不是距离的问题。
Sometimes it's not a matter of speed, or distance.
神的道路高过人的道路。
Because God's ways are higher than our ways.
有时候神就让我们去绕了一圈。
Sometimes God will take us onto a detour.
但这个就是神要我们成长的。
But that's the path that God wants us to grow.
所以神的意念高过人的意念。
So God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
我们今天要明白我们人的看法跟神的看法是有差别的。
So today we have to understand that sometimes our thinking is different from God's.
神的智慧就是要让一切有血气的都不能够凭自己自夸。
God's wisdom is that anyone who has flesh cannot be boasted by their own abilities.
我们现在如果看回来哥林多前书一章的第二十节啊，
二十九节。Turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 29.
第一章二十九节。
Chapter 1, verse 29, that no flesh should glorify in his presence.
你看，他这里提到说，没有一个人能够在神面前自夸说我是怎样的人。
Verse 29 tells us that nobody can boast in front of God.
那这里圣经那个保罗他特别提到说，神用人认为愚拙的道理来拯救人。
Here Paul mentioned that God used what men think is a foolish way to save us.
他现在为了要解决教会的问题呢，更多教会他第一个问题就是教会里面有纷争结党的事。
So the first problem that Paul wants to solve in the church of Corinth is that there is dispute and conflict within the church.
我们在上次的聚会已经提到在星期二的聚会，十字架是教会问题的良药。
During the Tuesday service, I've mentioned that the cross is the best medicine for the problems in church.
要解决教会的很多问题，你一定要回到十字架道里面去想想。
If you want to solve any problems in the church, you have to return back to the basics, the teaching of the cross.
那这个时候保罗特别提出来要众人去想想自己是谁。
Here, Paul especially bring this up so that people can think about who they are.
我们看第二十六节，一章二十六节。
Turn to verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called.
二十七节。
Verse 27. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put shame the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to put shame the things which are mighty.28. And the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are.
这一段圣经，弟兄们啊，他说，可见哦，你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的其实不多。
And here says, brethren, that many of you called according to, many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty.
没有很多有能力以后有尊贵的有地位的都没有啊。
And not many people that are mighty or noble were called.
但是反而是谁呢？
But who were called?
其实就是这些世上愚拙的，是软弱的，世界上是卑贱的人。
But people who are called by God are the foolish, are the weak, and the shame.
所以这就是神的智慧。
So this is the wisdom of God.
我们看到神第一个他用人认为愚拙的道理要来执行拯救。
And here is first is that God used the foolish way to give us his deliverance.
接下来呢，他就是要拣选那些在世上认为软弱，人家认为软弱没有用的，来进入这个蒙召的行列里面。
Then he called the people who are deemed as the weak, the shame, and the foolish to be part of his salvation plan.
叫那些自以为有智慧、自以为强壮、自以为尊贵的。结果最后变成很羞辱的。
And he put shame to those who are deemed as wise, as mighty and noble.
所以这个就是神的方法。
So this is God's way.
那如果我们看十字架主耶稣基督，他神他这个救恩的安排。
And if you look at the arrangement of God regarding the cross,
我们会发现说，真的神。常常是这样做的。
And what you realize that this is often the way God conducts things.
神拣选我们并不是因为我们有什么特别，我们有哪里好。
God did not choose us because we're special, because we have good qualities.
是因为他怜悯我们。
But rather, it's because he had mercy on us.
神拣选我们不是因为我们地上有什么身份地位可以带给他什么好处。
God did not choose us because we are held in high position in this world where we can bring any benefits to him.
所以我们看到神的原则是出于他的爱，他的怜悯。他把恩典就主动给了人。
So we can see the principle of God is that purely because of His love and His mercy that He has given us His blessings.
所以神用这些人认为卑贱的、无用的，最后成为能够荣耀他的器皿，这叫做神的智慧。
So the wisdom of God is for God to use what is deemed as useless, as shameful, vessels of God and turn them into glorious vessels.
我们如果了解到神的这个作为。
So if we can understand the works of God,
我们在教会里面就不会按外貌待人了。
And then in church, we will not treat people according to their appearance.
那当时候，哥林多教会的问题就是他们按外貌、按恩赐去分门别类。
Because the problem of the church of Corinth at the time is that they judge and treat people and categorize them according to their appearance and talents.
他们有人说我属保罗，我属亚波罗，我属彼得。
Some people say that I belong to Apollos, I belong to Peter or Paul.
这就是根据这些工人的恩赐，认为他们比较喜欢哪一种人。
And this is because they decide who they like better according to the apostles' gifts.
其实按照雅各书说的，按外貌待人其实就是一种罪。
And according to Book of James, it tells us that if we treat people according to their appearance, this is a sin.
我们要了解主耶稣基督他拣选的这个恩典。
So we have to understand the grace of the choosing of Lord Jesus.
不是因为我们地上拥有什么。
It is not because what we have in the world.
其实正是因为我们是无有的，什么都没有，神才把他的爱给了我们。
But rather, it's because we have nothing in this world. That's why God gave us His love.
我们若自认为自己很有，主耶稣就不会把恩典给了我。
If we think that we have everything, then God will give it. That will not give us His blessings.
所以神用那个违反常理的拣选来凸显出他的智慧。
Therefore, God used the most illogical way to show His wisdom.
也因为这样子，这些无有的本来是卑贱的，很贫穷的，最后能够成为荣耀，成为神的器皿，这才看到神的能力。
Because of this, what once was useless was despised by and was nothing, God turned them into glorious vessels of God.
你看耶稣基督用十字架这个方式来成就救恩了。
And Lord Jesus used the cross to complete salvation plan.
这是软弱的标记，这是野蛮的很残忍的刑具。
And once this is considered a symbol for weakness, this is a brutal cruelty.
耶稣基督自己他被挂在十字架上。
But yet Lord Jesus himself was hung on the cross.
十字架如果再仔细想一想，其实它是一个羞辱的记号。
And if you think about it, cross is a symbol for shame.
一个天地的主宰，这个伟大的神，他要成就救恩，他也可以用一个很荣耀的方式来成就，不是吗？
The master of the universe, the glorified, the glorious God, if he wanted to complete a salvation plan, couldn't he find another glorious way to do that?
神没有，但现在神用这个十字架的很羞耻的方法来完成救恩了。
But God did not. Instead, he used a shameful way to complete the salvation plan.
我们如果去详细的看这个钉十字架的过程了。
If you look at the process of crucifixion in detail.
我们现在看雕刻的作品或艺术的画画的作品，都会看到耶稣被钉十字架的这个图像。
If you look at pictures, or artwork, you can find the picture of Lord Jesus' crucifixion.
但如果我们仔细从福音书里面去看原始耶稣被钉十字架的记录哦。
But if you look at the recordings of Lord Jesus' crucifixion in the gospel books,
我们就撇开他肉体受苦流血被鞭打这个过程。
And if you put aside the fact that he was beaten, and he bled and suffered,
光是看主耶稣基督在众人面前怎么样被剥掉衣服，全身赤裸。钉在十字架上，我们就昏倒了。
And if you only think about how Lord Jesus was stripped of his clothes, naked and hung on the cross, then this will hurt you.
他是毫无尊严的在众人公众面前被剥光衣服，成为赤裸的。
And he was stripped of the clothes and stripped of all his dignity in front of the people.
然后就被钉在十字架上，是赤裸的被钉上去的。
And he was naked and crucified on the cross.
所以主耶稣基督他用这个方式所成就救恩，他所忍受的羞辱是远超过我们能想象的。
And with his way, Lord Jesus completed the salvation, and the suffering, the shame that he bared on our behalf is beyond our imagination.
被赤裸钉在十字架上，这是主耶稣基督他在身上最大最公开的羞耻。
And to be nailed on the cross naked, this is the greatest shame in his flesh.
你看今天我们哪一个人你有那个脸说你在众人面前被剥光衣服赤裸。
And today, which of you will be able to bear the shame of being stripped naked and be nailed?
我们可能就是撞墙死的算了。
And we might as well just die.
因为我们没有办法承受这样的耻辱啊。
Because we cannot bear such a shame.
但是你看现在我们看到的那个艺术作品啊。
But if you look at all the artwork these days,
在这个主耶稣被钉十字架的画面里面，一定会有他头戴荆棘冠冕流血的情形。
And in the artwork, you'll see that Lord Jesus often will have a crown of thorn on his head and his blood on and his bleeding in his head.
他肋旁被枪刺的会流血流水，这个画面也会有。
And he has a wound on his abdomen from the pierce of the sword, and he's bleeding.
他被鞭打的时候，他那个憔悴的样子，他也画出来。
And the artwork also will depict Lord Jesus' pain while he was being whipped.
但是我们看到十字架上的耶稣，基本上他的腰间都被围上一块布。
But the Lord Jesus on the cross, in the pictures, you often see that his bottom is covered.
因为连这些创作者都不忍心把耶稣的这个羞耻把它公开展示在众人面前。
Because even the artist feel too shameful to show the shame of Lord Jesus in the artwork.
这个我们就看到这个是十字架主耶稣所为我们承受的。
And as we can see, this is what Lord Jesus bared for us on the cross.
如果想这个人本来是你跟我应该被钉上去。是要被这样对待的。
If you think about this, it should have been you and I that were nailed on the cross like this.
但是他现在为我们承受了。
But yet he bared on our behalf.
我们今天才可以这样穿的衣着很整齐，很有尊严在世人面前呈现。
So that today we can be clothed, we can have clothes on, we can have dignity in front of people.
这个就是神的智慧。
So this is the wisdom of God.
这个就是神表达他爱的方法。
This is a way for God to show us His love.
你看神的智慧。基本上它都跟我们人间所认为的有一点不一样，很大不一样。
The wisdom of God differs greatly among the knowledge of men these days.
通常神，你看他拣选这世上没有出息、没有竞争力的人来完成他的工作。
God often choose people who are deemed by this world as useless, as incapable to complete His work.
神的作为，如果我们从旧约圣经一直看下来
，If you look at the works of God from the Old Testament,
从创世纪我们就看到
，In Book of Genesis, you'll see
在亚伯拉罕的后代当中
，That among the descendants of Abraham,
你看神让以撒生出来是应许的。
And God God allowed Esau to be born according to the promise.
以撒他是一个很顺服的人。
Isaac was a child of obedience.
但是如果你跟以实玛利做比较
，But compared to Ishmael,
谁比较有能力
？Who is more capable？
真的是以实玛利比较厉害的。
It should be Ishmael that has more capabilities.
好，到了以撒的后代。他生出了双胞胎以扫跟雅各。
But among the descendants of Isaac, he gave birth to Esau and Jacob.
这两个兄弟，你看以扫跟雅各哪一个比较有出息，哪一个比较有成就呢
？Between Esau and Isaac and Jacob, who is more capable? Who is more successful?
真的，雅各他是内向害羞。又没有竞争力的人。
And Jacob, truthfully, is somebody who is not competitive, who is incapable, who is an introvert.
从事实上的角度来看，他差他的哥哥差太远。
From the worldly perspective, he's far from his brother.
但是神说，我就是要拣选这个小的。
But yet God said that he wanted to choose the younger brother.
他就透过这个看起来很没有能力的雅各，建立起他属灵的国度了。
And through
他世上的国度。
Through Jacob, who is less capable, he have created his kingdom on earth.
所以这个就是神的拣选。
So this is the choosing of God.
人看为是软弱的，神特别用他。
And God choose those who are deemed as weak by men.
从出埃及记我们看到神怎么样拣选摩西。
And in Book of Exodus, we see how God has called Moses.
摩西说他是正伯口拙口笨舌的。
And Moses said that he is foolish in words.
他不会讲话。
He doesn't know how to speak well.
神就是特别要选他去见法老。
But yet God chose him, called him to go see Pharaoh.
那神的做，神也可以选那个很会讲话的人去见法老，不是吗
？God could have chose somebody who's eloquent to go see Pharaoh.
神没有。
But God did not.
他就是一定要摩西你去。
He purposely chose Moses to go.
当摩西自己认为他真的不行的时候
，When Moses realized that he was useless,
神的恩典就临到他了。
That's when the mercy of God came upon him.
这个就是神的作为。
And this is the works of God.
那如果我们看到了历史的时代，看神怎么样去高大卫当王。
If you look at the history, the chronicle books, you can see how God anointed King David.
我们现在看这一节，因为这很有意思。
This is a very interesting passage.
看撒母耳记上第十六章。
Second Samuel, First Samuel chapter 16.
撒母耳记上十六章。
First Samuel chapter 16.
这段故事我们应该不会陌生的。
We're familiar with the story.
从第六节开始，就是神要撒母耳祭高大卫的过程。
From verse 6 on, describe the process of how God wanted Samuel to go anoint David.
当时候撒母耳到了。耶西的家。
And so at the time, Samuel went into the house of Jesse.
现在大卫的哥哥一个一个到撒母耳面前来。
And all the older brothers of David came before Samuel one by one.
第六节，撒母耳看到以利亚这个大哥的时候，他说：“哇，这个人一表人才，神一定是要高他。”
When verse 6, when Samuel saw his oldest brother Eliab, Samuel thought, "Surely Lord's anointed one is before him."
第七节。
Verse 7.But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man's look at the outward appearance, but Lord looks at the heart."
神特别跟撒母耳说，你不要看错了，人看人是看外貌，但是神不是，神看内心。
And here God warned Samuel, that man looks at our appearance, but God looks at the heart.
到最后一个一个都不是。
Then one by one, God refused him.
到最后，你看到第十一节啊。
In verse 11,
他说你们儿子都在这里吗？他说还有一个最小的，现在在放羊。
Verse 11, Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all the young men here?" Then he said, "There remains yet the youngest, and there he is keeping the sheep."
撒母耳要来选立一个王，这么重大的事情，大卫是认为没有资格。被留在旷野里面去牧羊的。
Samuel came to anoint the king, and David was deemed as disqualified. He was left in the field tending the sheep. Because he was a little shepherd. Even his father thinks that he doesn't need to go back home. But yet he was the one called by God. This is the wisdom of God. This is the special works of God. God chose the person that's unimaginable by men to complete his work. And this special plan of God has carried on even through the New Testament.
圣灵的恩典临到童女玛利亚。
And when the gifts of the Holy Spirit came upon Virgin Mary,
玛利亚是许配给约瑟当木匠的这个男子。
And Mary was originally promised to carpenter Joseph as a wife.
所以他们只是一对很平凡的夫妻而已。
They're just a very ordinary couple.
但是神的能力就临到了这个玛利亚身上。
But God's power came upon Mary.
要跟他说，圣灵要从你怀孕生下神的儿子来。
And God told him that that Holy Spirit will give you a son.
然后神就让这一对很平凡的夫妻把耶稣基督把他养大了。
And God allowed very ordinary couple, Mary and Joseph, to bring up Lord Jesus.
这都是神的智慧。
This is all the wisdom of God.
都是世人认为说没有什么好用的，就是没有什么尊贵的，但是反而都成为神他们很重要的工具。
Men think that these are ignoble, these are useless, but yet they become important vessels for God.
所以你看主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩。
So the salvation plan completed by Lord Jesus on the cross.
我们看到神拯救的智慧。
We can see the wisdom of God's salvation.
他为世人经历的这一切的羞辱、痛苦，最后死在十字架上。
That he endured all the pain and shame, on behalf of men. At the end, he died on the cross.
但是他最后得胜死亡。
But at the end, he was victorious over sin.
他让一切信他人可以脱离罪的辖制。
So that all who believe him can be delivered from the dominions of sin.
借着他可以重新在神面前得到平安。
Through Lord Jesus, we can receive peace again before God.
所以主耶稣基督他拯救就是他让我们重新能够回到神面前去。
So Lord Jesus saved us so that once again we return to the presence of God.
他让人间真的会有和平。
That he had truly brought peace in this world.
看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第十三节。
Chapter 2 verse 13.
二章十三节。
Chapter 2 verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
十四节。
Verse 14. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one.And has broken down the middle wall of the separation.
15节。
Verse 15, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the lot of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace.
16节。
Verse 16, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity.
17节。
Verse 17.And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. 18. For through him we both have access by one spirit to the Father.
看这里特别强调主耶稣基督他所带来的和平的福音。
Here especially emphasize the peace that's brought on by Jesus.
他让神跟人之间和平了。
That he has brought peace and reconciled between God and men.
让原本是外邦人跟神的救恩没有关系的，现在可以领受救恩了。
And that for the Gentile who once had nothing to do with the salvation of God, now can participate in the salvation.
他用他自己的身体灭掉烟囱。
And that he used his body, he put to death the enmity.
这个叫做神的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God.
那主耶稣基督十字架上的拯救，其实很重要的一个智慧表现，就是在他用死亡去败坏魔鬼的工作。
And one of the wisdom on the cross is for Jesus to win over the dominion of death by his own death.
我们现在看希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
因为我们今天世人大家都有血肉之体。
So because today we all have flesh and blood.
他为了拯救我们。
In order to save us.
他也带着血肉之躯来到人间。
He also came into this world with flesh and blood.
我们看第十二章十四节，先读十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.Inasmuch then the children who have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise share in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil.
15节
Verse 15, and released who through fear of death were in their lifetime subject to bondage.
那这里特别提到说，主耶稣基督他有血肉之体，要借着死来败坏掌死权的，就是魔鬼啊。
And here tells us that Lord Jesus also has flesh and blood, and that through the power of death, that he will win over the devil.
然后要来释放那一些一生因为怕死而为奴仆的，就是让信他的人可以脱离死亡的辖制。
And that he will deliver those who were held subject to bondage because of fear of death, so that they can be free.
我们知道主耶稣基督道成肉身，主要的工作就是要解决人罪的问题。
We know that the main purpose of Lord Jesus coming to this world in flesh and blood is to solve the problem of sin.
那这个罪就是魔鬼的工作，魔鬼的方法。
Sin is the work of devil. This is the way of devil.
魔鬼就是要借着罪让人离开神而进入死亡。
Devil wants to use sin to make us leave God and go into death.
现在主耶稣基督亲自用死来败坏魔鬼的工作。
And Lord Jesus now himself with the power of death corrupt the work of devil.
所以他在十字架上死的形状很重要。
And so the image of his crucifixion on the cross is very important.
照罗马书所说的，今天如果我们在死的形状上与耶稣联合。
So according to Book of Romans, if we unite with Jesus Christ in the image of death,
我们就要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Then we will also connect with him in the form of his resurrection.
因为我们的旧人，我们的罪身要跟他同钉十字架。
Because our old self, our sinful self, will be crucified along with Lord Jesus.
我们从此就不再做罪。
And therefore, we will no longer be bondage to sin.
我们就可以跟主耶稣一起复活。
And we can resurrect with Lord Jesus together.
然后，因为主耶稣基督借着神的能力，他从死里复活，他重新活起来。
Lord Jesus, through the power of God, resurrected from the cross, and that he was alive.
所以他借着死亡，最后得胜死亡。
So with death, he now has power over death.
所以当我们可以从死里复活的时候，就是真正践踏死亡的胜利时刻。
So when we can resurrect from the dead, that's a moment that we have victory over death.
所以这个神的智慧就在这里显明。
And this is a manifestation of God's wisdom.
我们现在看哥林多前书第十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians 15.
第五十四节。
54. So when the corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
当我们可以真的从死里复活的时候，从必朽坏的变不朽坏的，这个死就被得胜吞灭了。
When we can resurrect from the dead and the corruptible has put on incorruption, then we have victory over death.
所以神的安排，他的智慧就呈现在这里。
And God's wisdom in his arrangement is manifested here.
好像很软弱，很羞耻的被钉死十字架。
It seemed that someone who is shameful, who is weak, has been nailed on the cross.
但是他最后可以得胜死亡。
But yet he at the end has victory over death.
带给愿意相信的人也可以一起复活。
And those who believe in him can resurrect along with him.
那当我们都复活以后，
So after we are all resurrected,
十字架的道理要带给我们真正的合一。
And the truth, the teaching of cross will bring us true unity.
所以在哥林多前书第一章已经说，他说本来智慧的不多，尊贵的不多，有能力的不多。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, once it mentioned that there's very few that are noble, that are mighty, that are wise.
但是现在借着耶稣基督，我们现在都成为一家人。
But yet through Lord Jesus Christ, now we're one big family.
所以主耶稣基督这样的拯救，让整个教会就不分所谓的阶级，不分所谓的种族，不分所谓的文化了。
Because Lord Jesus' salvation, there is no difference with ethnicity. There's no ethnicity or diversity becomes of no importance.
用十字架的这个救赎来 真的带来人间真正的合一了。
Because with the redemption of salvation of God, now it has brought us true unity.
然后主的智慧就要进入我们里面。
Then the wisdom of God will enter into us.
所以当我们真的了解主耶稣的基督他的十字架救恩。
So when we truly understand the teaching of God's of Lord's cross,
我们将得到这属灵的智慧。
Then we will obtain that spiritual wisdom.
所以神的智慧让我们成为属灵的人。
So the wisdom of God will make us spiritual beings.
我们现在看回来哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们请看第十节。
Verse 10.But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God.
今天我们如果是一个属灵，我们有属灵的智慧，我们当就可以参透万事。
Today, if we belong to the Spirit, we have the wisdom of the Spirit, then we can search all things.
这关键是神要借着圣灵让我们真的能到属灵的智慧。
But the key is that with the Holy Spirit, God will allow us to search all things.
因为主耶稣基督要成为我们的智慧了。
Because Lord Jesus will become our wisdom.
第一章的三十节说
In chapter 1 verse 30,
神使基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁以及救赎。
That Jesus Christ become for us wisdom from God, the righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
我们得到这个智慧，我们将能够看透万事。
Once we have this wisdom, then we can search all things.
我们可以明白更深的道理。
Then we can understand even more deeper teachings.
我们可以看透这个世界所带给我们的瑕疵，以及要 给世人带来的蒙骗。
Then we can see through all the temptations and the deceptions of this world's wisdom.
我们不再成为属血气的。
Then we no longer belong to flesh and blood.
我们可以真的属灵，用属灵的眼光去解释，去了解属灵的道理。
Then we can belong to the spirit, and with the spiritual eyesight and vision, we can see through the truth.
我们请读二章的第十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 13.These things also we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but with the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
所以我们现在用属灵的话来解释属灵的事情。
And so now we will teach the spiritual things with the Spirit.
这就是神的智慧所带给我们的改变。
And so this is a transformation that the Spirit of God, the wisdom of God, bring us.
让我们每一件事情都能够从属灵的角度里面去分析去看。神的旨意
so that we can see through things from the spiritual perspective with God's Spirit.
那所以我们就不会被魔鬼蒙骗。
Then we will not be deceived by devil.
教会里面有很多问题，我们就不会用血气去处理。
Then we will not solve attempt to solve the problems in church with our flesh.
我们会看到真正的原因在哪里。
Then we can see through what is the true problem.
那所以教会里面没有错会有问题。
And it's true that in church, inevitably, there will be problems.
但是这些问题在主耶稣基督里面的十字架道理里面都可以有答案。
But you can find your answers in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也会借着这个神给我们的智慧看到这个背后真正的原因。
Through the wisdom of Lord Jesus, we can see the problem behind this.
那这样子这个教会就真的是变成属灵的，真的是蒙召做圣徒的。
If we can do this, then this church is a spiritual church, is called to be the disciples of God.
所以神的智慧安排真的奇妙。
And so God's arrangement and His wisdom is a mystery.
神救赎的这个恩典是远超过我们所能想象的。
The grace of God's redemption is beyond our imagination.
这样的智慧我们要追求。
So we have to pursue after such wisdom.
祈求神让我们明白。
We ask God to help us understand.
最后我们来看罗马书十一章。
Lastly, let's turn to Romans chapter 11.
罗马书十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
十一章，请读第十三节。
Chapter 11, verse 13.For I speak to you Gentiles, in as such as I am.
罗马书十一章，十一章的第十三三十三节，对不起，三十三节。
Verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out.
三十四节。
34. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become His counselor?
三十五节。
35. Or who has first given to Him?And it shall be repaid to him. 36. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
愿我们都能够领受神这样的智慧。
May we all receive such a wisdom from God.
也能够 向神发出这样的颂赞。
And that we can sing such praises to God.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他的。
Because everything came from him, rely on him, and belong to him.
再一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him to him together.
365首。
365.